We are talking about community development in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in the studio this weekend by Community Development Director Quincy Yaley. We're also going to be talking with Housing Programs Coordinator Rachel Bell. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Go back to Quincy Yaley. During the last segment, we ended talking about some of the projects being proposed in Tuolumne County. You mentioned Taco Bell in the Jamestown area and a bigger project in the Twain Hart area. Any other interesting projects right now that your office is reviewing?
Sure. We've got, actually, in Twain Hart, we have a couple of applications right now, and they really are focusing on expanding the range of uses that could go on a piece of property. So nothing specific in terms of an actual new construction project, but just sort of maybe setting up for future housing in that area. But we are processing an application that is behind the Twain Hart Shopping Center. That's the office space that's currently housing a few businesses and the library. And the application is to convert a portion of that building, I believe the top floor, to residential units. That site's got parking, it's got good access, and we certainly do need more housing in our area. So we are working on the environmental review for that project and hope to bring the project to the Board of Supervisors for approval this spring. That application does not include any units that are going to be designated as affordable. It's just going to be market rate. We've got a couple other housing projects that we're working on about around the county. Really, the board's focus this recently has been on making it easier for individuals to build housing. We have a major shortage in our county, and so we've been focusing a lot of staff resources on that.
You know, making it easier to build housing, what does that exactly all entail?
Sure. It can be a combination of things, from funding to streamlining permits to just reducing the number of steps that a project needs to go through in order to either gain approval. And in some cases, if a project meets a number of requirements, it could go straight to a building permit. And so that's what we've been working on with our board and with our policy groups, is how do we reduce the roadblocks for housing in places where the site may already be flat and graded. There's public water, public sewer. Those are the areas that we want to build out with housing. And so we've really been working and putting a lot of resources towards trying to make that easier.
How about the 120 corridor? Are there many projects right now being reviewed there?
Well, we did have the two resort projects that on Sawmill Flat and Hardin Flat Road. One was called Under Canvas, the other one was called Terra V. The Under Canvas project is moving forward. That there was litigation on that, but that is concluded. And so they are free now to move forward towards grading permits and improving that site. The other project is still in litigation, so I'm not sure where that will go. We are working on a project in Big Oak Flat. It's another resort project. It's called Yonder Yosemite. It's a full resort with conference space and about 175 individual rooms. It's at the property that's known locally here as the Scar. So this is a great redevelopment project. It's gone through extensive environmental review. We're finalizing that review and we'll be bringing it to the Planning Commission hopefully this spring.
It's one of the questions people always ask, what's going on at the Scar these days?
Yeah, everybody wants to know. And oh my gosh, there's been generations of individuals who've worked at the county, and we've seen all sorts of proposals come there. Water parks, IMAX theaters, shopping centers, and nothing ever really is able to get off the ground. But we've been working closely with Groveland Community Services District. They've received some grants that have allowed infrastructure improvement that then can carry down and trickle down into basically allowing that site to have an easier time to connect to public water and public sewer. That's one of the assets of that project site, is that it is close to utilities.
Also a pretty significant project went before the Board of Supervisors recently, a housing project near Greenlee Road. What can you tell us about that if people didn't hear?
Yeah, so we in January, the Board of Supervisors approved an affordable housing project. The applicant was Visionary Home Builders, and they're a reputable affordable housing developer out of the Central Valley. The project is located at the intersection of Kalamazoo and Greenlee Road. It's going to be 72 units. We'll have parking on-site. It'll have on-site amenities that the residents can use in terms of laundry, commercial space, access to some social services, potentially an on-site early education center. That project was approved in January, as I said, and now they're going to be working through obtaining additional funding, getting construction documents drawn up. We might see that project break ground in the next 18 months or so.
Last year, too, one of the bigger stories was Tuolumne County closing down the Camp Hope site. What's taking place right now at that location?
So the Camp Hope is a location where it was essentially a homeless camp on a landfill that wasn't closed properly. And so there's lots of concerns about individuals being exposed to items that you would find in a landfill. That's not an ideal place for people to be camping. And so we did close that site. We have been working with the state of California to receive funding for the cleanup of that site. And that has taken a lot longer than our staff anticipated. So right now things are sort of stalled in terms of the ability for the county to take action. We are waiting for that funding to come. Meanwhile, of course, monitoring that site, we're seeing what other people are seeing, which is that there's been a buildup of solid waste there. And so we're hoping to take some smaller steps to help start the cleanup process. But really, we're waiting for that big push of funding from the state of California.
Have any idea how soon you think the state will come back with potential funding?
You know, I don't know. We're still working with them. They have a lot of boxes that they need to check on their end before they fund a project like this. And so we're really just kind of waiting. But meanwhile, like I said, we're going to try to take use some local resources to have a presence out there where we can start cleaning up some of the garbage.
Kind of also ties into environmental health, that department. Is there anything new when it comes to environmental health these days?
Well, there's a lot new when it comes to environmental health. That is one area in our department that is experiencing an extreme staffing shortage. We currently are working to hire 2 specialists. Those are our field crew and an environmental health director. We did hire an interim director. That has been fantastic. He came to our program. He quickly triaged the challenges that the program faced. He prioritized solutions and took swift action. This included bringing on several part-time inspectors and plan reviewers who are working to support our consumer protection programs. This would be something like a restaurant inspection. We also implemented a pilot program to allow restaurant owners or food truck operators or caterers or cottage food industry participants, anyone who's required to get an operating permit from the Environmental Health Division, to attend some additional training. And in turn, after they attended that training, they received a reduction in their annual fees that they're required to pay for their permit, which for some restaurants meant a several hundred dollar reduction. The benefit that this pilot program brought is that we now have about 100 establishments in the county that have taken this training. They're getting hands-on training regarding food safety regulations, which is a lot better than just an inspector showing up in a restaurant and pointing out what's wrong. So the benefits to the restaurant who have that training is they have the ability to provide a better product and they get a reduction in fees. The public benefits because these establishments are now more knowledgeable about food safety regulations, and our inspectors can move quicker through those restaurants because those establishments are now going to have a more likely chance of meeting all the food codes, and the proprietor will be in compliance. The other thing that we're working on in environmental health is building a stakeholder group for establishments that are required to have those operating permits. This would include restaurant owners, like I said, caterers, food truck individuals who operate food trucks. The group is intended to begin a dialogue between our permit holders and the county, talk about how we can best work together and identify areas where the Environmental Health Division can be more of a resource to our customers rather than just an inspector in their business.
We'll take one more break. We're talking about community development issues on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Quincy Yaley, Community Development Director, and Housing Programs Coordinator Rachel Bell. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service.